Well, good morning, everyone. Today we have a most beautiful day. It's a great day to be alive, and how good our God is to give us such beauty outside and inside. Today I was thinking about a prayer that Jesus offers to the Father in the Gospel of John. And it's found on in the 17th chapter. I think it's verse 21. Jesus prays that all may be one, that they may be one. Ut unum sint in Latin, which I think is even more beautiful. Ut unum sint. And Jesus says, look, Father, Jesus is basically giving a summary of the Trinity, which is what we're celebrating today. And Jesus is saying, Father, you and I are one with the Holy Spirit. I'm in you, you're in me. And I pray that they be one. And he's talking about humankind. And Jesus' prayer for humankind is ut unum sint, that they may be one, that all of us may be one. It's his prayer for us. And I think a good question for us to ask on this Trinity Sunday, to what extent am I helping to answer Jesus' prayer that all of humanity might be one? And I think it's what we see in the Trinity. What we see in the Trinity is a lot of things. Equality. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, no one is greater than the other one. All three are equal in their importance. We see this constant closeness with the three. The Father is always giving life to the Son, and they're always breathing into the Holy Spirit. And it's this constant, like, relationship of love, and it's this constant closeness. And that's the Lord's prayer for all of humankind. And he models it so perfectly for us in the Trinity. And I think it's all over our readings today too, by the way. Our first reading from Deuteronomy says that we are a people. Not people, but a people. Which means that we're kind of like a unit, humankind. We're all part of the same group. It's not like there's a people in Mexico, and a people in Africa, and a people from Timbuktu, and a people from... No, we're a people worldwide, and we're part of the same human family, which becomes even more clear, I think, in the second reading, because there is a reminder that we're all sons and daughters of God, according to our second reading. Which means that if Ethan is a son of God, and Logan is a son of God, and I am a son of God, we are brothers. And we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. Why? Because we're all sons and daughters of God. We're all family. And again, this transcends nations. It transcends skin color. It transcends everything. We are all brothers and sisters in the Lord. And our gospel has maybe the same message. Jesus tells all of his apostles to go to all of the nations and to baptize them into his life. In other words, Jesus says, every nation counts to me. Every people, I want that everybody be one people in me. And I think this oneness, ut unum sint, that is God's prayer for us, that we might all be one. We see it, of course, in all of our readings. But I was just thinking about maybe three different things that kind of stand in the way of our achieving this oneness that God actually prays that we will have. Three different things that maybe we're all a little bit guilty of, that stand in the way of this oneness that is Jesus' prayer and dream for us. And the first is racism. Church is very loud against racism. In fact, it's very interesting. Long before the public schools were desegregation happened, the Catholic schools were desegregated many, many years earlier. The church is very loud against racism. And I think, I don't know, maybe in some ways all of us, maybe we would never say it, but I wonder if inside of us isn't this idea that certain people count more, that certain people are worth more, that certain people's lives matter more. Maybe we would never say that, but I have a feeling that a lot of us probably think it. And I'm probably guilty of it too sometimes. But in the eyes of God, everybody is the same in a lot of different ways. Everybody is His son and daughter. Everybody belongs to this people that He came to make us own. And whether it to believe, you know, oneself to be superior to another person because of race or sex or religion or job or house, economic status, language spoken, whatever. To believe oneself in some way superior to somebody else based on anything is racism, it is arrogance, and it is wrong, and it is sinful. And it gets in the way of Jesus' prayer, ut unum sint, being answered. Because a lot of us, we're all basically the same human beings I'm talking about. It's very interesting. I was reminded of this study that I've never been much of a science person, so I must confess I don't know really how it works. But I do know that in 2007, I remember a science lesson about the human genome. That was when that whole genome project was real big. You remember that, maybe. And they discovered that in all of our genome, which is the genes that it's the makeup of our DNA, and you know the DNA is those two little squiggly lines, and that this is really scientific talk, but like in these two squiggly lines are 3 billion base pairs that form our cells and form all of our genes and everything. And did you know that every single person in here has at least 3 billion of these things inside of us? And 99.9% of them are identical in every human being. 99.9% of our DNA is exactly the same, which means that the differences that there are in us, physically speaking, why I don't have hair, for example, is based on this less than 0.1% of our human genetic makeup. Isn't that crazy? And you imagine all of the things, all of the pains, and even lives that have been taken, all of these things that have resulted from people thinking that less than 0.1% is more important than all of that makes us the same. I think of the horrors, the absolute horrors of racism that took place under Hitler and all those people who were killed because less than 0.1% of the human genetic. Isn't that crazy? We're all basically the same, and that's good. We're all different. We should celebrate that difference, but we should also celebrate that more importantly than that, we are the same. We're the same family. We're all sons and daughters of our good and gracious God, and we give Him thanks for that. The Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all three are the same. Not one. It's not like the Father is more important than the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit more important than the Son. No, they're all equally important. So it is with us. So it is with Jesus' prayer for us. I think we are supposed to imagine a circle of compassion and nobody standing outside of it. Because I think a lot of us, we're like, oh yeah, I have a circle of compassion. I put my family in there and I put the people that I like in there, my friends. The whole bloody world has to be in there. The whole world has to be in that circle of compassion. And how dare we ever keep anybody out of it based on something superficial or something economic status or looks, ethnicity. The second thing I think that stands in the way of Ut Unum Sint being answered, this prayer that Jesus has for all of us, is what I think of as the hero complex. And I have to say that I was kind of guilty of this myself. When I told you last week, I went to Guatemala one summer, and I went there to learn Spanish, but I also went there to work in some orphanages and things. And I got down there, and then, of course, not that long ago, I went to Haiti. And in all these different times, I worked at a homeless shelter in Louisville. And I look back and I think that maybe my thought process was not the best. Because in a lot of ways, I think I was kind of thinking in my wretched heart, how wonderful I am that I'm coming down to this level of humanity. That I'm coming up down from up here to help these poor people down here. But that's this us versus them mentality, when really it's just us. Has to be. Ut unum sint, that we all be one, just us. Not us versus them. And I think sometimes we can fall into this trap of, yeah, I'm up here, I'm going to throw some money or some help and whatever, volunteer, and with those people. But we're all the same. And sometimes I think we see it with, you know, praise the Lord, we have so many great things happening, St. Vincent de Paul Society, our Habitat for Humanity House. I think about our mission trip that we did in Texas, and those are all good things, and I'm glad we're doing them. But I hope that none of us is doing it because of we're up here and they're down here and we're going to go help them. Because the true measure of our compassion is not the things we do for the poor people, but a true measure of compassion is our ability and our desire to see everybody in kinship with us. A true measure of our compassion is being able to see the whole world as our brother and sister. And that's why we care about them. That's why we do all that we do. Is because that's my brother and he's in need, I'm going to do something about it. And that's this hero complex. We can really see this division in humanity. But when we do it for the right reasons, when we do our charitable things for the right reasons, then that goes away. And we realize that it's not us versus them, it's just us. And that's how it's supposed to be. The third thing I think that stands in the way sometimes of Ut Unum Sint getting answered, Jesus' prayer that we all be one, is just that maybe we keep an unspoken distance from somebody or from a group of people. And maybe we're thinking, oh, I'm not going to be nasty to those people, but I'm just going to stay out of their way. They'll stay out of my way and we'll just be fine. But that's not what it is to be the Trinity. Could you imagine the Son saying, Father, you do your thing, I'll just hang out down here. No, it's constantly, there's no distance. And sometimes I think we can create this distance in our lives with specific people, or even worse, groups of people. It's like, oh, I'm going to stay away from all of them. But guess what? Jesus is in them. And inasmuch as we are to see, we must see Jesus in everyone, reverence him in everyone, serve him, embrace him in everyone. And then the distance isn't there anymore. Because if I'm keeping somebody away from me intentionally, well, Jesus is in them and I'm keeping Jesus away. And I have to say that I was so happy because a few weeks ago at St. Joe, we had a May crowning, we had a Cinco de Mayo party, we had a big dinner and this rosary. We had people from the 5 o'clock Mass, from the 10:30 Mass, from the 1 o'clock Mass in Spanish. We had people from school, people from family, faith formation, like everybody together. And I was like, this is church. This is what it's supposed to be. We're all together, one happy, holy family. And it has how it's got to be. No distance, just love. We are to look for Jesus, I think, in everybody. And if we do look for Jesus in everybody, it's a much more human world, and it's a much more divine world too. And so we pray today that we will be part of the answer to Jesus's prayer, ut unum sint, that we all might be one, that we will give to Jesus any bits and pieces of racism that might be in our hearts, or bits and pieces of I'm the hero and I'm helping those people, and that we'll give to Jesus this distance that sometimes is there. And we give it all to Jesus, and we pray that we will all be one, just as He is one in the Father and the Holy Spirit. And it just so happens that God's biggest dream for us, Jesus' prayer, that we all be one, I think is probably our prayer too, our deepest desire to be one with everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.